Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. We're greeting you again today. We want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gil Baggett, with my co-host,
Tavin Washington.
Tavin Washington, we pray that you've had a blessed and awesome week since we last spoke on the show last Tuesday. Today's topic is, I checked this one out. Today's topic is boundaries. And we're going to have a special guest today. And we're going to be looking forward to him calling in. And he's going to share his expertise in boundaries, maybe in boundaries in ways that we're not very familiar with. Or we might be familiar with them, but we're not conscious of them, all right? So we're talking about personal boundaries. Can come in all facets of life, physical, emotional, mentally. You know, say you protect your body, you protect yourself from fatigue and stress, and you protect your time and your money, and even the privacy that you have, you know? You know, you might protect your rights to a basic level of respect and courtesy from other people. So what we're going to be talking about today is that, you know, what are your boundaries? What are some of the things and stuff you're saying that you have established in your life that's going to lay up here and make life less stressful for yourself and to keep you in tune with your community? So, Tavin, as a co-host to the show, what are some of the boundaries you have for yourself? Because, you know, you're a young guy.
I would say I would do boundaries of generosity. I would say most boundaries of generosity, you know, generosity is an acknowledged virtue. So, you know, like if I was to give somebody my last and then feel squeamish about it or feel selfish about it, then what was the point in doing that? So I would say that's a boundary. It's certain boundaries that you should always keep to yourself. You know, like you should always have your own certain level of boundaries about yourself, you know, that you would never go outside of, you know, that shows that you respect yourself to the utmost. So, you know, if I had $100, it's my last $100, you know, and I would take $40 and spend it on my daughter, and then that would leave me with $60. I spent $20 on myself, which leaves me with $40. Then I would give my girlfriend $20, and then you ask for my last $20, and knowing that was my last $20, would I really want to give it to you? Not really. And if I did, then that would be me stepping outside my boundary because I knew that I didn't want to give it to you, but I gave it to you anyway. But so consciously or in my head, I was really thinking, like, I really don't want to give this to him. So why do it? Don't step outside your boundaries if you don't want to. If you're not going to feel good about it, you know, that you help somebody out, if you're not going to feel good about it, then why do that? You shouldn't do that.
I understand exactly what you mean. So what you're saying is that your boundaries exist around you being a good guy, that if one of your friends needs something, that you would overextend yourself in order to lay up here and help your friend, you know?
Yeah.
But then you want him to also respect the fact that you did do that.
Right.
Okay.
But I didn't have to, but I did.
Okay. So we're looking for callers again. This is Blog Mad Dad Blog Radio. And we're looking for callers to call in and tell us about some of the boundaries that you have, you know? Because, like, we know that a good boundary represents all parties involved. You know, you got some people and stuff, you know, that are consciously aware at all times. You know, where they're at. They respect, like, you know, like the language. You don't like people cursing around you, they don't curse, you know. You don't like people to smoke, they smoke, but they won't smoke in your car, your home, or your office place, or your workplace, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They're always consciously aware of what other people's concerns is, and other people's boundaries are.
And also, while we're talking about boundaries, you know, it's not just that a lot of things that we take on have, you know, have really anything to do with boundaries, but a lot of people don't look at it that way. Everything you do has something to do with our boundaries, because everything that you do will affect somebody else if it's not just to you. And 9 times out of 10, what most people do is not just affecting them. So it's affecting the community or the people you love or everything. You know, boundaries have to do with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of things that everybody else has to do with. So, you know, just like, for instance, Gil, if you were to come in and smell like smoke, and I didn't like the smell of cigarettes, and then I would address you, and then the next day you would still pop up smelling like cigarettes. You're not respecting my boundaries.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, like you said, like, because for many of us, a journey of personal development starts with limitations and desires to overcome them. All right. Like me, myself, my whole thing is, you know, people who are discourteous, you know, people who know beforehand that what they're doing is offensive, but they do it anyway. You know, as mad dads, you know what I'm saying, we work on the buses, you know what I'm saying, we work in the school, and it has been our experience that there's a lot of breaching of boundaries on that bus, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people become territorial wherever they go. You know, they go on the bus and stuff, and they figure, this seat, I always ride in this seat right here. I always ride facing the window. I always ride, you know what I'm saying, facing the aisle, you know. And people just, like, be already sitting there and stuff, you know what I'm saying. They get all rude, and they get rude to the point where the person surrenders that spot and lets them sit there and stuff, you know what I'm saying. Then we got those that come off with the radios loud, their telephones loud, and the bus driver, he'll let me tell him that, you know, would you please, you know, cut the radio down for the comfort of the passengers and blah, blah, blah. And we have to let them intervene and actually go to the person and let them and reinforce with them, you know, that they can't play the radio like that, you know. And so, like, those people have no respect of anybody's boundaries, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they be belligerent, they be cursing and that type of stuff.
Because they don't think about nobody else but themselves.
All right. Again, callers, this is Blog Talk Radio, and today our topic is boundaries. And we're laying a bit, we're trying to find out, you know, what are your boundaries, you know? What do you draw the line at? So today we have a caller, and the caller, you on there? Caller, you on there? Okay. Carl, you on there? Can you hear me? Carl, you on there? All right, Carl, can you hear me? All right. We're having difficulties that are on our board, but we're trying to get a hold of our caller. And right now, until we figure out this difficulty, but caller, can you hear me? Okay. Today, again, caller, we'll acknowledge your call as soon as we caller, can you hear me now?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Do you have a comment?
I do. I didn't hear the beginning of your show, so you'll have to go over with me what you're talking about.
Okay, we're talking about boundaries. We're talking about the personal boundaries that we set for ourselves. We're talking about physical, emotional, mental boundaries, you know, how you protect yourself, how you live here, just go about every day of your life and stuff, you know, where, you know, like, where you respecting other people's rights and you want your rights respected. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So do you have questions, or, I mean, how do you...
No, I thought you had an opinion about a topic that we had today, but you might have something you wanted to say.
I do have an opinion. Everybody should respect each other's boundaries, their own personal space, their own, you know, if you don't want to be bothered, don't bother them.
Okay. So, do you mind if I ask you, are you a constant rider of the Metro Transit system?
Yes, I am.
So how has it affected you in your personal space as you ride the buses?
It's affected me because when I am riding the bus, I'm going in between jobs. That's my little break time in between my jobs. I'm a personal care attendant, home health aide, and that's my break time. And when I'm on the bus and people are behind me and they're yelling and screaming or they got their music up loud, it's very disturbing to me. I want quiet when I'm on the bus because that's my time. That's my quiet time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, or if you have people that come and sit next to you that just want to talk to you and bother you, I don't want to be bothered. So then
okay,
you're told, well, you look mean or you're mean. No, I'm not. I don't want to be bothered right now. No, I just don't want to be talked to right now. If I choose not to talk to you, that's my prerogative. I don't need to talk to you. And if you don't like it, you can get up and move around.
Okay, caller. Now, I was going to ask you, how do you handle that? How do you go about not stepping outside your boundaries but not letting anybody cross your boundary lines either?
I think my body language shows people not to cross my boundary lines because, like I said, a lot of people do tell me that I'm looking mean. That's because I don't want to deal with you. So I'd rather just give you some kind of a
signal.
Body language instead of opening up my mouth because I might say the wrong thing or I might offend somebody, so I'd rather just do that.
So Carl, you ride the bus frequently, right?
Hold on, you cut out. Say that again.
I said you ride the bus a lot.
Yes.
All right. So do you have any occasions ever run across any mad dads on the bus?
Once in a while.
Okay. Do they ever
once a week.
Do they ever come to your assistance or help you have a better ride or anything?
No, I've never had a problem on the bus.
Okay.
No. But I know that they're always there if something happens. If they're on the bus, then I know I'm not going to have to worry about nothing.
All right. I was just getting those sneaky punch in, you know what I'm saying? Sneaky pat on the back for the mad dad. You know, I know they're on that bus doing a good job. So they call
yes,
it like,
they
oh,
are.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, so you said that you use your body language to live there and project that you don't want to be bothered, right?
That's right. I usually don't have to say too much. I can just usually look at a person and they'll know.
All
like I said,
right.
Yeah.
Well, thank
is that
you
a good thing or a bad thing?
So, all right. So are you on the bus today?
I will be in about a half an hour.
Okay. So, again, we want to remind everybody that this is Blog Talk Radio. And we also have a special caller that we're expecting to call in today. And he's going to share his expertise because he's an agent, great, and he's in law enforcement here in the Twin Cities, and he has experiences about things like that. You know what I'm saying? He's going to give us another viewpoint on environmental boundaries and personal boundaries and that stuff. So that's what we're looking for today. We're out here, we're discussing how we feel about ourselves. So we have another call on the line. And, caller? Yeah, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Caller, can you hear me? All right, we missed you. I don't know how we missed you, but we missed you some kind of way. But we're still talking about our boundaries and what's the biggest problem with boundaries that most people have. So if you're out there and you're listening to us and stuff, you say, we want to find out about what are some of your boundaries. What are some of the things that you do to protect yourself, to protect your mental state as you out there just, you know, every day, on your work spot, how you deal with your at your homes. Because we have a lot of, like Brian said, by working in the schools, we have a lot of difficulties with children who have problems communicating their different boundaries, respecting the boundaries of others. So, hello. So, Carla, are you in the hat? Carla, you hear me? Carla, are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, how you doing?
Trying to get your signal right. Hello?
All right, how you doing? How you doing, Carla? This is Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about personal boundaries today. Boundaries and stuff you're saying and the different positions that we take to protect ourselves and, you know, make ourselves feel good about ourselves and keep other people away or whatever.
Well, the biggest question of the moment we have right now is what's the biggest problem with boundaries that most people have?
So what are you trying to find, Carla?
Break it up. I can't keep the signal.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you, but you see?
All right, we're trying to work with you, Carla. We're just having problems on the line, though. It's probably the location where you at.
Yeah, well, I'm in Mississippi.
All right, we hear you clearly now. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Gil, this is Jim.
All right, hey, man, how you doing, man?
Okay, how you feeling?
I'm doing great, man. Our topic today is boundaries, man. You know? I mean,
yeah.
So this is one I call us. He's from, where you from?
Silver Creek, Mississippi.
You from hey, look at that, man. Silver Creek, Mississippi. So we're talking about boundaries today. And this is Blog Talk Radio again. And we're talking about the personal boundaries that many of us have, you know, about the limitations and the desire to overcome them, all right? We're talking about various weaknesses, emotional suffering, instabilities. Those type of things that come from the negative boundaries that people set for themselves. So Jim, let me ask you something. What kind of work are you in?
Right now I'm unemployed, but I should have a job before the week is out. Working at
Chicken. Right now, that's a big up, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We always love, you know, black men out there trying to live and do the right thing. All
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the boundaries you have set for yourself, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I always seemed like I always thought I was a man of the street, but I mean, that really wasn't me. You know, I was just trying to fit in.
Okay.
My boundary was to live up to other people's expectations.
Okay. All right. But, you know, nobody can make you feel insecure, man, saying inferior without your permission, right?
Yeah, I know that. I know that now.
Oh, you, hey, well, hey, you growing then, right?
Yeah, it took a while.
Jimmy, that just means you're building your boundaries.
Yeah.
You're building more strong and more positive boundaries.
You know, one of the biggest problems I had, man, was the older people I came around and told me, men don't cry. You know, man ain't supposed this, man ain't supposed to that. So that was a hell of a boundary on my emotion. You know.
Okay. Okay. So that's what we're talking about right there. Now, you said...
Right.
You had one of the boundaries that you said was that men don't cry.
Yeah, men don't cry.
We know that to be a lie,
that
they don't.
Oh, yeah. That messes you up emotionally, man. You know, because you're a human being. Feel. You know, so you wouldn't have emotions if you wasn't able to feel.
So Jim, how long have you stayed in Mississippi?
Oh, I've only been down here since October.
All right. So where did you come from? Hello, Mississippi?
Come on, phone.
I call in Mississippi?
Yeah.
So where did you come from?
Chicago.
Oh, you came from Chicago. That's a large metropolitan city there. So are you in rural Mississippi or are you in, like, in a city somewhere?
No, I'm in rural Mississippi.
You where?
Out in rural Mississippi, in the sticks.
All right. So have you found that your boundaries in Mississippi are different than your boundaries were while you were living in Chicago?
Because it's more laid back here in Mississippi in the sticks. The people are more friendly. You know, I mean, you still got familiarity. You know, familiarity is things that's happening in the city.
Okay. I mean, I said, do you find it that people, you say you find people to be more laid back?
And you know, it's not. You got in Chicago, people stacked up on each other.
Okay. So you think that people in Chicago are more predatory and
didn't understand you.
I said, you think that people are more protective of their boundaries in Chicago than they are down in Mississippi?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Okay.
If you stay on the 1300 block, you have problems on the 1300 block. So, yeah, the boundaries are more tighter. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, again, so one time I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank you for sharing your boundaries with us.
Okay.
But I do want to ask you one more question, sir. Is that since you've been down in Mississippi, and you said something about having misinformed information coming from Chicago about how men
say that again,
that, sir.
Say that again.
I said you told us that from coming from Chicago, you've seen a great difference in the way that men act.
Yeah.
All right. So can you describe to our listeners what is the most significant thing that you've seen since you've been in Mississippi? I mean, have you had any type of personality changes, or have you had extended your boundaries for yourself since you've been in Mississippi?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's more easy going here in Mississippi. Boundaries. I know the thing in Chicago, man, as you know, they're not. The thing you do is like a.
So you say maybe you've been able to drop some of the social shields that you had that brought with you from Chicago.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, because you know, like I found that very interesting because I'm from Chicago myself, and Chicago people are immigrating up here to. And they're bringing a lot of negative type of attitude, you know, and to our community. No,
yeah,
I mean, attitudes are more aggressive, more confrontational, and that type of stuff. You know, so what are you telling us? You said that on the 200 block is different than on the 1400 block because of all what is it, gang activity or something?
You know what I find weird down here in Mississippi is that Chicago. Hello?
Oh.
And they got Chicago gangs here in Mississippi, and find that kind of humorous.
Yeah.
I know it's nothing. It's deadly stuff, but come down here in rural Mississippi and find gangster disciples and vice lords. It just blew my mind.
Oh, I mean, you say they have disciples and vice lords in Mississippi.
Yeah, they got Chicago gangs in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. So you are you contributing a lot of the negativity that's happening in Mississippi to the influence and the interjection of gangs in that area?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, are you finding those boundaries that you had established with yourself in Chicago being executed down in Mississippi because of that?
I step away from it now. You know, I'm older and wiser. But I'm able to communicate with the young people down here because I can relate to
I understand that because we're dealing with that same type of problem. So we would experience sound quality. Okay, we're trying to let you rectify that right now. But Raw Talk Radio. Go to the website and get connected with Billy Bob. That's B-L-K D-U-A-L-E-E-D-O-B. Receive discounts on community restaurants, nail and hair salons, etc. Plus, you'll be giving back to Mad Dad. But today, you're also dealing with the personal boundaries that we set for ourselves. And the first step then is we recognize that we have our own needs and values. For many, even this can sound like a shock. That is how the senses we feel come to within our boundaries. And again, you know, like we're talking about, you know, our self-esteem, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about others, how we respect others. We have so much black on black hate. We have so much Spanish upon Spanish. Now, so what we want to understand is that put our culture boundaries and put that for yourself, for others to respect about you. We ask for you to call in and share those boundaries. We're going to go on to Kevin asking, what are some of the things that you experience? Like, you're only 19 years old. You right there in that range, man. Well, we're losing our children to the community. And when we hear that, we find out that when you really go off into it and stuff, man, that the whole conflict that brought about, like, the shootings, the stabbings, the beatings, and stuff like this here, is because people have no respect. Young people have no respect for other young people experiencing boundaries.
I've said it once, and I'll say it again. Determination, dedication, and self-discipline, and you'll have your boundaries. You know, and for any situation that occurs, you'll have boundaries for how far you can go and how far you won't go and how far you will go. You know, so like at the same time, you know, it's all dependent on the individual person who and how they feel about themselves. Because if you have no self-respect for yourself, most likely you have no boundaries.
Right.
So with that being said, if you don't have no boundaries, then there's no telling where your limitations to it. And sometimes that can be a bad thing. You know, it can be a good thing if you have no limitations, if you have good intentions and a positive attitude. But if you have a negative attitude and all you're doing is bringing negative vibes towards everybody you encounter, more than likely, you're going to not have no boundaries, and you're going to, 9 times out of 10, end up in a bad place. So, you know, it's really all about how you respect yourself and respect the people around you and respect your surroundings.
Okay. So, what about this? You know, like you told me, is it all right for me to mention that you, when you talked off there?
Yeah.
About the game and game. You can have stuff like that.
My daughter. My daughter was my main focus to expand my boundaries because it really wasn't all about me saying fitting in with people because really I don't care too much about what people. But when you out there in the streets, you gotta have somebody to the At one point, you're always going to need somebody to get somewhere. So, you know, I think with that, I depended on a lot of people, you know, saying to have my back, but I just depended on the wrong people. And it wasn't that they didn't have my back. It was, you know, I was just going in the wrong direction. And when my daughter came about and when she was finally born, the first time I held her, I had a complete change of heart about my whole entire life. It was a life-changing moment for me at that time of my life. And so after I brought her home from the hospital, I made a vow to her and I made a vow to myself that I was going to get it together. And ever since that day, I have. I mean, it's been hard.
Oh, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that you expanded your boundaries. So you're saying that you use your daughter as a catalyst to let me change your life?
I use my daughter as my motivation to change my life because I don't want her to grow up and know all these things. Everything that happened in my past is going to stay in my past. She'll never know anything of that, you know, until she gets old enough to really comprehend it and realize what all of this really means. But for the most part, she'll never know any of this because this is why I'm working so hard to change my life so that she can have a better life and a better future. So, you know, she was my motivation for me to expand my boundaries. And now I have boundaries as far as who I hang out with and who I will not hang out with. I have boundaries as far as who, what lady I let in my daughter's life and in mine. I have boundaries as far as who, what women I won't let in my daughter's life and who I will let in my daughter's life. You know, I have boundaries as far as, you know, how to get advice from. You know, I have boundaries with that. I have boundaries of how close I let people get to me, because if you let a person close to your heart, they can bring your whole everything down. Just in a matter of action or something they might say that might hurt you mentally, emotionally, or physically, you know?
You're dealing with the boundaries that people set on their life. Now, he was a 19-year-old, and he's talking about that he used his daughter as a motivating factor to let them expand the positiveness. Well, Paul, are you still on the line? Paul, are you still on the line? Hello? So today we're talking about the boundaries that we set for ourselves, and we're talking about how what we need today to lay up in and counteract some of the negative boundaries that people put out there in our communities that need to be broken down. Because a lot of the times it's been our experience, or it's been my personal experience, that when you go around kids and these young people today, and you see that they have these confrontational attitudes, you know, well, they done laid up in want you to respect negative boundaries that they've set for themselves. And being of a righteous mindset, you know, those are things that you just can't accept, you know, because like the habit of spitting. I'm starting to see young girls, you know, that just spitting on the bus, you know, just be doing it, spitting and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's really gross, you know?
It's unladylike.
It is, man. It's just unhuman-like, you know what I'm saying? But they do it, you know?
Because they don't have nobody to show them better, because they don't have nobody to help them expand their boundaries.
Okay.
And if they had somebody, a real woman in their lives, a real role model to them, somebody that they could look up to and have their life together and have boundaries for them life and for their lives, and then it shows, you know what I'm saying, by everything she does, you know what I'm saying, she's prosperous in everything that she does with job, with family, with personal relationships.
So what you're saying is that they, you know, that they got to have a positive role model.
Yeah, everybody needs a positive role model. That's why I came up the way I did, because I never had a positive role model. And if I would have had a real man in my life to really show me what being a man was about before I was about to be a parent, you know, before just my upbringing in general. If I had a man in my life, a lot of things would have happened differently, and I would have went through so many of my the struggles that I went through. I probably would have went through some of the similar ones, you know, like. But at the same time, because who goes through life without struggles? What did I tell you the day when we were talking, you know, off the air, you know, when we were talking, and I said that without struggle, there's no triumph. Everybody has to go through their struggle in order to get some form of clarity, some moment of clarity in their life to understand what all of this means. You, when it hits you, you'll know, because you're going to start doing things different. You're going to start wanting better things for your life and for your children's life. You're going to start making way different decisions, way better decisions about everything that you do, whether it's from the shoes you put on to until the lining you get for your haircut. You know, it's going to be all around better decisions for you and your life.
All right. I hear that. But, you know, like, you know, I hear what you're saying about, you know, like about those boundaries, man, you know, and I can respect that. But to me, I think kids are growing up too fast. They put too many responsibilities on themselves. you know what I'm saying, that doesn't coincide with youth. You know what I'm saying?
Because the parents are not putting, they're not taking the responsibility, so somebody's going to do it. If they, if you got a smart enough child, the child's going to pick up whatever you're not doing. You're just going to see, oh, mommy, we can't pay the bills? Well, I'm going to try to get a job. Oh, mommy, we can't do this? Oh, well, I'm going to do this.
So now we're talking about environmental
boundaries. Yeah,
right.
As far as parenting boundaries.
All right, I understand that. But now, what about those? So you're saying those boundaries after the child picks up the negativity and the irresponsibility of the parent, that he makes a decision, all right? And then he internalizes that decision and he creates new boundaries and he starts setting rules and regulations for himself as far as behavior and his attitude and his speech and stuff like that.
And sometimes those boundaries are not the right one. Often, well, I would say more often than not, they're not the right boundaries. But in certain cases, they are the right boundaries
because
they have to.
Because you're saying they become a survival issue.
Shoot. Right, and that's just what I was about to get into. You know, they take on the responsibility that their parent is supposed to have, but the majority of the time, the parent is too busy partying or worried about this girl or that man or whatever. You know, they're not picking up the slack. They're not picking up. They're not taking responsibility enough to be a real live parent, and they're not stepping up to the fact and expanding their boundaries to be a parent, to be a real parent, so that their kids don't have to grow up so fast, so that kids don't have to rip and run the streets and confide in others. They can get that love right there at home.
Okay, all right. So you're saying that after they manufacture all these different feelings and emotions and this the denial and they get this pain mixed up in this stuff, man, you know what I'm saying, and they expand their personal boundaries outside of the home. Mm-hmm. That they take them negativities, you know, like, because, you walk down the street, you've been to the parks,
right,
and the stores and restaurants and stuff, you know,
mm-hmm,
and you see that the visual, you know, disrespect coming from children, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're belligerent in their talk, their language, you know, it's like, I'm from old school. When I was coming up, man, you know, it was certain things you just didn't do around other people's parents, you know?
It was a respect thing, and my mother, she used to tell me that if I was raised back in her day for some of the disrespectful things I've done, I would have, first, the neighbors would have whooped me,
yeah,
then they would have sent me over home, and then my mama and my daddy would have whooped me, or my mama's husband and her would have whooped me, you know? But, you know, it was...
See, but it's kind of dangerous when you talk about putting your hands on kids today.
Yeah, kids will shoot you, stab you, kick you, beat you, knock you over the bed. And you know what that comes from? From parents not being parents. They're trying to be friends.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
You cannot be your child's friend. You guys are not friends. You're a parent, and that's the child. You take care of your child, and your child should confide in you for you to take care of it and be that loving, caring parent that you should be, that every parent should be. Because these kids didn't ask to be here. We brought them here.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio with your host, Gil Baggett.
And Taven Washington.
And, you know, we're having a good live, me and Taven Washington, we're having a good time just talking today, you know, about these boundaries.
Because if we don't, who will?
Yeah, so we want you to call in, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, tell us your ideas and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what type of boundaries that you are setting in your life. Tell us what type of boundaries you're expecting from your children. We're asking you about, you know what I'm saying, the different effects that negative boundaries are having inside of our community, inside of our schools, inside of our teaching, inside of our churches. We're saying that these boundaries have got to be reinforced through behavior changes inside of the home. That's my opinion. You know, that if a child will act out if he sees his parents acting out. You know, can you agree to that?
Yeah, I would say this. From a lot of things, like my nephew, when he was just a baby just crawling. Now he's 3 years old, he's walking, running, talking. You know, when he was just a baby crawling, he used to see his mom get into all type of altercations and things like that. And now now that he's older and that he can run and play and talk and stuff, he hitting, you know, he's real aggressive because of the things that he's absorbed as a baby. And a lot of people don't think that that counts, but it does. It always does.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you're right about that because, like again, I'm going to go back to this bus. Because, like, this bus, you know, by it being a community service, you meet all type of people. You meet all type of nationalities, all type of mixtures of different cultures, man, educational levels, man. Economical levels and stuff, man. You know, you meet a whole lot of different people, man, fam, with all different type of attitudes, you know what I'm saying, and characteristics and stuff, you know. But the one thing that I see that's in common and consistent amongst most of the riders, man, is children. You know, we see children that are definitely confrontational and physical. I'm talking about physically confrontational with their parents. You know, so we have another call on the line, and hello, caller, how you doing? Hello? Hello, caller? So, again, this is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Gil Baggett. Oh, Mr. Washington.
I'm your co-host, Tyvin Washington.
And we're dealing with personal boundaries. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen that these personal boundaries extend to the physical and emotional and mental stability of people's lives. You know, like we know that you protect your body, you protect yourself from fatigue and stress, you protect your time, your money, and even your privacy. You protect your right to a basic level of respect and courtesy. So those basic rights for respect and courtesy are something that is universally effective. Now, if you can go into another country, and when you go to that other country and stuff, there's a certain behavior that you've got to display in order for people to understand that you are a man of respect. So if we're on the street and you're walking in your community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and people are just closed. You know what I'm saying? I won't talk to you because you got on red or you got on blue. I won't discuss something with you because, you know, you live on the other side of the street or I'm having a bad day with my girl. You know? And that gives me the right, I feel, to lay up here and act out in public. You think that's right?
No, not at all. I feel like you should have more self-respect, more boundaries for yourself. I feel like it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can't keep, and I'm learning this as well, because, like, you know, I'm only 19 years, so I go through my things as well, you know. So I feel like you shouldn't have to take your problems out on the world. You should be able to have enough boundaries to deal with whatever situation life throws at you. You should have enough common sense and enough knowledge, common knowledge, to handle whatever situation that life throws at you, because it's never that bad, because God will never put more on you than you can bear.
All right, I understand God ain't going to put more on me than I can bear, but what about those people who have no acknowledgement of God? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, for you to be 19 years old, I find you to be very level-headed. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
And I think, you know, and you're very teachable. That's what's one I like about you, that you're very teachable. But you have some kids out there that's not only not teachable, they're not reachable, because they're so locked up in these psychological dramas that they build for themselves.
And do you know why that is, Gil? Because so many, I would say the majority of the youth don't know that there's more to life than that.
Amen.
That's why, because they don't know.
So you're saying it's more than the block.
Yeah, I had somebody special in my life just these recently past 3 weeks who came in and showed me that there was more to life than how I used to be living. You know, she really showed me that you can keep going on this path and it'll take you so much farther. Being humble, having boundaries, being respectful, and being honest with yourself can take you such a long way.
Amen. Now, listeners, I really want y'all to hear this young man, because this is a mouth coming from the mouth of a babe. You know, and I'm talking about for my own generation. I'm 56 years old, so when I ride the bus and I see all those guys out there, you know what I'm saying, that's supposed to be representations of various factors of our community. You know, that our youth. These are the kids, the people, the images that they're looking at. So call up.
This is VJ Smith, sir. How you doing?
We're doing great, Mr. Smith. How are you doing?
How you doing, Mr. VJ Smith?
Hey, I'm doing absolutely marvelous. Matter of fact, you know, I just want y'all to know that I appreciate what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. Excited about the fact that we get to go into the community and let folks know how we feel, what we're thinking, and how they can have impact on the community. We're in a crisis right now. I just got through meeting with the CEO and the founder of Summit OIC Minneapolis, and we're talking about at the third grade, if we don't start making some changes at the third grade, that we are going to have serious issues in not only in our community but with our families, and it's important. And it was interesting as I sit there and talk to this gentleman about the third grade, because a lot of people don't even think about what's happening in the third grade. But in the third grade is where our kids are really learning to be what they want to be, how they want to be it. They're watching everything. They're getting excited about everything. And what we plant into them is what starts to grow in the hearts, the minds, and spirits of them. So I don't want to change the topic of what you guys are talking about, but I wanted to share some real information about, you know, what people are thinking right now in terms of how do we save our kids? How do we save our families? How do we save our community? We got to start fast. We got to start now. And we've got to start early. This math thing, you know, most of the scientists and the engineers and the real money makers of our country are being imported from other countries because we don't know math. We don't understand math. Our kids don't get math. When you ask them something about math or any of that, they get mad. They get and Gil, you know this for a fact. If you went to some of your class, your students in the school, and gave them math problems, they'd start acting out or start doing something because it's hard for them. They can't get it. And instead of them saying, I don't know it, they just want to do something stupid or do something crazy. Am I right?
Yes, frustration.
Yes, sir. Mr. Smith, I'm telling you, it's been my experience because, you know, that we go to a lot of schools here in Minneapolis. And I think, and whoever you was talking to, I commend that man. I want to tell him right now, I take my hat off for him for recognizing that. Because, like, me and you talked about that same subject several times when I come up out of those schools. And I tell you, I said, Mr. Smith, I said, our first, second, third, and fourth graders are the most important material that we have in those schools. Because they are reachable and they're teaching. Because those kids will come at you. I mean, they come, especially at the first, second, and third graders. They rush, bum rush up, grab us all by the legs, you know what I'm saying? They want hugs. They want you to talk to them. They want you to spend some time with them. You know, those are the ones that are reachable and teachable. You know, and that whoever that guy is, I didn't get his name, but we have another call on the line. And but I want to recommend that man and call it. You on the line, who is this?
Well, maybe they don't have anything to say, but that's okay because I got something to say. I want to say this. Chad, I want to thank you for being on the show. You're doing a great job, Chad. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. Mr. Smith, I'm having a very good time. But we have a caller who's on the air.
Leroy.
Okay.
Who is it?
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, Leroy, what's going on?
Mr. Leroy.
You said what?
I know you got something to say about boundaries.
Yes, about, okay, so y'all talking about boundaries?
about boundaries.
What's the boundary?
About personal boundaries, self boundaries. You know, how can people respect themselves more and expand their boundaries about what they will and what they won't do?
Ooh, wait. Man, you gotta let go and let God. I mean, cause today we can't control, you know, our emotions and things like that. So I ain't gonna tell you no story. I get myself caught up into some boundaries myself, but the one thing I do is I repent and I try to hold on to Christ as much as possible and keep strolling with God.
Okay, Leroy, I got a question for you. What's the biggest problem with boundaries that most people have?
I'm gonna say lust.
Lust?
Yeah.
That would be one of mine too. Okay, I got another one for you. Why is it hard for most people to respect other people's boundaries?
Ooh. Because I'm gonna say they lived a certain kind of way for so long, so it's just hard for them to kind of let go sometimes. They get used to the way of living of many years. See, some people change their life, you know, and turn to Christ. They what, 40 years old, 50 years old, they just turned to Christ 2 years. So they had 38 years of living a certain kind of way. So it just takes time. You get renewed day by day.
Day by day.
And I believe,
and this is just my opinion, I think you may agree with me, I believe that if you have the willpower and the focus and the drive, you can adapt to your new surroundings, your new environment, which is a positive environment. You know, and I believe that everybody should have a certain level of boundaries to maintain, that they should never go beneath, you know, because then it would be like them disrespecting themselves. And I believe that all my strong brothers and sisters should have self-respect and respect for one another.
Today you got to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
For nothing.
And today, I mean, I got some good boundaries. I got leaders that I follow. You know, the Mad Dads, VJ Smith, Damon Ross, Brother Gil, Baggett, you know, a lot of more. Billy, Kenny, I'm trying to follow a nice, wonderful path out here to lead you to positive things, people that's on drugs, alcoholics, to positive things, to have a wonderful standard, to stand for something positive today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, I think it's all around that. I think everybody should know that they should have boundaries, because I don't even think a lot of people are aware of the concept of what boundaries really are and why they need them.
Okay. So we are going to get this minute left in our show, and we want to just thank all our callers for calling in. Yeah, we got only 90 seconds. So we want to let people, again, we want to bring to your attention Billy Bob for great deals, a community conscious network that is working and servicing our community. So visit them on the website. All right, that's Billy Bob. All right, you know, so this is the Mad Dad Blog Talk Radio, and we've enjoyed today's conversations. And we encourage you to please call us again. And next week, we'll see you again. And we just want to just pray out. So you want to pray us out?
I'm going to let you handle this one.
All right. So, again, Father God, we just want to just thank you, Father God, for allowing us the breath that it takes, Father God, to do this program, Father God. We want to just ask you to bless and encourage and strengthen all those ears, Father God, all those minds and spirits, Father God, that heard our voices today. Father God, we just ask you to continue to bless our communities, Father God. We ask you to continue to protect our children, Father God. We ask you to touch the hearts of our leaders, Father God. We ask you to let in and touch those, Father God, that have their hands on the purse strings, Father God, to give these programs such as Mad Dad, Father Father God, the funding they need, Father God, to do what we have to do. So we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All you callers, God bless.
Okay, no lives now remaining. Hello. Who is that? Right on this line.
Hello? Leroy? DJ?
I don't think they can hear us anymore.